In this bulletin, Scott Morrison campaigns on superannuation in the coalition's most marginal seat. French President Emmanuel Macron vows to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral, and South Sydney to make use of Greg Inglis in a coaching role. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is trying to woo senior voters in his government's most marginal seat. Mr. Morrison has campaigned in the Victorian seat of Corangamite, which is presently held by the Liberal Party's Sarah Henderson. But after a redistribution, the seat is now notionally Labor. They've both focused on the Labor Party's proposal to scrap refundable franking credits on shares, which Mr. Morrison says is a tax on retirees. Mr. Morrison is also pledging his side of politics will give retirees a better deal when it comes to superannuation.
Under my government, there will be no higher taxes or new taxes on superannuation under my government. Not now, not ever.
The opposition is continuing to campaign hard on the issue of health. Their latest announcement is proposing an extra $200 million to help older Australians and those with cancer to access bulk billed pathology tests. The opposition's health spokeswoman, Catherine King, has made the announcement in Adelaide. She says the freeze imposed by the coalition on the Medicare rebate has put pressure on pathology services.
Since the Morrison government has been in place, 6 long years of a freeze on the Medicare rebate, pathology is under pressure. This $200 million today will help support 3.2 million patients every year accessing pathology tests across the country. Cancer patients and older Australians who predominantly are highly represented in our cancer statistics.
French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire. Flames that began in the early evening burst rapidly through the roof of the cathedral and engulfed the spire, which toppled, and quickly followed by the entire roof. A French firefighting official says the structure has been saved from total destruction, and firefighters are optimistic they can salvage its main towers. President Macron says the cathedral will be restored to its former glory.
From tomorrow, there will be national subscriptions that will be announced well beyond our borders that will call on the greatest talent, and there are numerous, that will come and contribute, and we will rebuild it. We will rebuild Notre Dame.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's considering the return of the Islamic State fighter Khaled Sharif's children one step at a time, but says national security is his number one priority. Sharif's 3 children are at a refugee camp in Syria and have just been reunited with their grandmother, Karen Nettleton, who's been negotiating with officials to return the children to Australia. Mr. Morrison says the government has been working with the Red Cross and is taking each case of the surviving children on their merits. Miss Nettleton hadn't seen her grandchildren since 2014. Khaled Sharif was killed in an airstrike in September 2017, along with his 2 older sons. The children's mother, Ms. Nettleton's daughter Tara, died of medical complications in 2015. In rugby league, South Sydney is looking forward to benefiting from Greg Inglis, even though he no longer plays for them. The South Sydney star announced his retirement, but will continue with the club in a coaching role. South Sydney halfback Adam Reynolds says there are many ways in which the South Sydney player will be able to benefit from Inglis' new role at the club.
His skill, his ability, his knowledge, a bit of everything. He's one of the greats of our game, one of the best we've ever seen, and he gets to pass that knowledge on to the younger boys now and work with them closely and improve them as players and people.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing in 23. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing in 27. Melbourne, a late shower or two in 28. Hobart, late rain, 26. Canberra, sunny in 24. Wollongong, possible morning shower in 22. Sydney, a shower or two in 24. Newcastle, similar in 25. A shower or two in Brisbane, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.